Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving. Mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And it's very important to hear him out. If more people would just listen to the Lord, spend time in his word, and hear him out. Read his word with the intent to do it. They'll see the Lord. They'll receive his knowledge. They'll have a visual of who he really is, and they'll learn how easy this life really is to operate. Many times people's lives are not in control of their life. When people are depressed, they're not in control of their emotions. Just like when people are excessively greedy or lustful, they're not in control of their emotions either. But the Word of God gives you full power over your being. Because if you see the Lord, if your eyes are focused on him with the intent to hear him out and do all that he will give you to do, when you trust the Lord, you have the most fantastic peace that passes all understanding. It's awesomely amazing to me the peace that I've experienced as I receive revelation from the Lord with the intent to do it. I don't believe in just learning about things just to know it. I use it. When you intend to use it, and when you start using it, you start understanding. See, learning comes in many, you know, the first phase is when you receive information. But when you do it, you finish learning. You get a more complete understanding when you actually use it. When I learned about authority, I had to, you know, I was learning about it with the intent to use it. And then I had to use it so people wouldn't die. And then I started using it for, you know, throughout my life. And my life started to stabilize. I stopped having that roller coaster experience. Up and down, in and out, upside down, upside right. I started taking my authority and using it in order to stabilize my life. And then in ministry, I use authority to get rid of interference so people could see the Lord. Because while you're giving people information, the enemy is too. To blockade knowledge, the Lord told me to, when I minister, always bind the spirit of deception and, you know, the hindering spirits, blindness. He said, bind the spirit of blindness, because the enemy tried to come and keep people from knowing God. They put, when people hear the word, and if they love the world somewhere, they blockade it because they love the world somewhere. And you have to stop. The spirit of blindness will keep them from hearing and seeing what God is saying. Their attention will be on on their opinions. And people's opinions shield them from hearing the word of God. Opinions can harden the heart when they're wrong. And they'll be like the wayside people. The word that's sown on hard ground, the enemy will steal it from them, blind them. And if the word can't get in their heart, then their opinions of God are going to stay the same, whatever it is. And they'll die not knowing and not know what God was trying to do for them. They won't know what God actually did for them. They won't understand what Jesus did. And then there are those who hear and receive it. They have it, but they don't let the word grow roots. And when trouble comes, they fold. They give in. And their opinions take over, or their emotions, or all of it. This is very dangerous. This is why people go to hell. And then there are those who hear the word, but they have thorns. If the seed is sown among thorns, they're trying to live a blended life. They worry about the cares of this life, and they become unfruitful. They have very little appetite for God's word, and they're weak. A lot of Christians are this way, and I get very concerned about it, because the enemy is trying to find a way to keep them out of the kingdom of God. A lot of people that are going to hell are not worldly in the sense of just defying and trying to live by pleasures. They're depressed, they're aggravated. They get into bitterness and unforgiveness. And the enemy will trouble them until they are out of the kingdom and won't repent. You don't just have to repent from the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life. You also have to repent from dead works, dead thoughts, doubts, unbelief. Things that keep you trapped. When people are depressed, they don't value their life anymore. They can't see themselves going forward. They're not happy. And it interferes with everything, the way they see God and everything else, the way they interact with people. So when people decide not to grow, they're deciding something. It's not about performance, but it's about life. The way we handle life is very important, how we handle life, our life. The way we are in our own heart, that's how we, you know, it's easy for people to think that others are the way that they are. If they're loving, they think everybody's loving. If they're wrong, they think everybody's wrong with some evil angle. And they, you know, so many people, I guess they come from a background of hate or mistrust or whatever. But when you talk about the Lord and you live for Him, they're looking to see if you're doing something wrong, if you're sinister. They've been around so many sinister type people. But God has people that love everybody. God has people that want to do right, that's interested in life without any reward. But there are rewards. There are always rewards for following God. Life produces life, and God rewards life that can't be separated. But the motive of life, they see you doing things without natural reward or immediate reward, and it makes them wonder. So many times people say, well, you do the radio, how much you make for the radio station? I don't do it for money, I have to pay for it. And some people have never seen a minister that were paid to be on the radio to preach. Most of them beg and coerce people into giving. And people are welcome to give. I just don't make a big deal out of it. Now, so many people have abused. You know, Paul said that sometimes there were cases where he just didn't make a big deal out of it either. And he didn't want to be a burden like the other apostles did. And it's, you know, God, everything has a time and place. There are times when people want to give and they've grown, they're stronger in the Lord, they believe in what you're doing. I don't mind when people give that way. But I'm not going to go out there and try to coerce people into giving. they don't want to. If they don't want to, I don't want them to. I ask them just get the information so that you can live. And if you get strong in the Lord, then you'll be able, you know, you'll give not only to this ministry, but any ministry that's of God. God will bless me. I'm going to finish my course. I'm going to do all that's in His heart, with or without the help of man. It's time for, this thing is about over with. The Lord keeps telling me He's about to return. And I would love to see greater things happen, but I don't know how it's going to look anyway. I just wanted to, I want as many people as possible to go to heaven. And I want people to know that they can live forever before they decide to go to hell and make sound choices that will cause them to continue to be in bondage. I want them to know who God is and not be swayed by the evil world system. It's a system of rebellion, doubt, unbelief, deception. Nevertheless, when we follow Him, we'll be able to do all that's in His heart. And God's heart is towards His people. As you go forward ministering the Lord to people in the love of God, the Lord will give you what you need to break the yokes, things that bind people up, things that keep people from growing and thriving in life. The Lord has your answers, and the answers He will give you, as you receive it, it will change everything, your perception. It will give you the advantage of life. Many of you know this, but following God is the key to helping other people. Helping people to grow. Yesterday in the Sunday school, I shared how so many people are hurting, and they don't grow up. Have to be around. They may be co-workers, friends, family, even a spouse or children. And things aggravate them, and they vent a lot. Let them vent, because they're overwhelmed with this life. And they're not growing in the Lord, so this life is very overwhelming to them. So you have to receive enough word to love them where they're at, to love them, to be a blessing, you know, to be a blessing to them. You have to have enough word to shield your own heart so that what's troubling them don't trouble you. And you also have to receive enough word to do warfare on their behalf and yours. You have to receive enough word a blessing and counsel them in the Word of God. And sometimes you have to receive a plan to help them. And then you have to receive enough word to minister to others. So you have to receive enough word to sustain your life, to shield your heart against the world in every form it comes. You have to receive enough to be a blessing to minister to the people around you, and also to minister wherever God will guide you. And your life will never, ever fall. You can win on every front. Now, when I say receive the word, I mean, I'm not talking about just studying to learn. I'm talking about feeding your heart. When we receive His word, like God told Joshua to do day and night, just nourishing your heart. When you're studying to learn facts, that's different. And it can also nourish your heart. The Lord prescribed to me books that will build me up, keep me built up so that I can live in the overflow. So I have enough word in my heart, enough oil in my lamp, to do all that's in God's heart and enjoy life as I do. You can win on every front. You can have full victory. And that is the way to do it. Receiving the written word, let it fill your heart. I often talk about fill your heart with the word. That gives you strength. Just because you know it, a lot of times people read what they know and they say, yeah, I know that. That nourishes your heart. But a continual intake of the word of God is what makes people strong. That way you're giving God something to work with. You're giving the Lord something to work with. You're giving the Holy Spirit something to train you with. And you have to have enough words so that you'll have a hunger for God's love. And you'll have a hunger for His knowledge, His word, His understanding. You can have this hunger, and it will ever increase. It's up to you. But when people try to succeed in this life and thrive in this life or even survive this life, and they don't feel their heart with the word, they're gonna become very frustrated. They're gonna get routed. And while they're weak, the enemy's gonna make things, he'll use illusion against them. And people are so convinced in their ways that they boast about how things really are, but they're wrong. But when you're full of the word of God, you can counter all that. You have to counter deception for your own sake. You can't let any form of deception get in your heart. And people can make it look good. People will amen deception. People will believe it. That's why preachers don't say, no, that's not right. Their heart is not full of the word of God. And they're looking at the people. See, a false focus will always bring you down. If you continue to look at the Lord, I've been in situations, I kept hearing the Lord, what the Lord had to say. Then I listen, I look out and hear what the preachers are preaching, and it's two different things. And then there were preachers that were preaching just like the Lord was teaching me in my prayer room. That's why I listened to Kenneth Hagin. He made more sense. He was like David. He was far set by. He was the Lord would give me messages, and the Lord gave him messages and talked to him. He had what I was after. So he became the one I listened to most. And others that were doing the same thing. That virtually was taught by him. And anybody that sought the Lord, when people have a relationship with the Father, it's noticeable. Because the words are far better than the words of darkness. Much better. And every time the Lord would talk to me and teach me things, I would grow and learn. I would enjoy knowledge, enjoy life. I was doing something about my problems, and it was priceless. My life was better, not worse. And it works. The wisdom of God works. The deception does not work. It's like Batman said, crime don't pay. So it's time to go forward in life. It's time to seek Him out and do what needs to be done. It's time now to go forward and not backwards. Everywhere we go and all that we do, we can do it in Him, through Him, with Him, by Him. He'll do it in us. He'll work through us. He'll use what we give Him to help us understand and grow and learn. In every case, seek the Lord. Acknowledge Him in all your ways. Lean not to your own understanding. That is one of the most powerful scriptures to help man in his relationship with the Lord and his God. And it became my confession. I said, I will do all that's in His heart. That's the same thing. I'll do it God's way. I'll do what God put in my heart. I'll live according to His perfect wisdom. And I want to. It's my heritage. Now, as you go forward in the Lord, you will always be surprised at some point about what God does. You may get somewhat used to it, but you're going to see victory on much greater scales. Before we go forward, He introduces us to greater forms of vision. And as we go forward in Him, we thrive in this life. Oh, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout this life, your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.